I'm Peggy Sellers, and this is The Daily Thread, helping you find the thread of God's presence in your daily life. In Deuteronomy 5, Moses presents the Ten Commandments that the Lord gave to his people, laws that would be the core of his covenant with them, that would set them apart as his people, a holy people, a light to the nations of the world. These laws and the decrees that followed were meant to be a blueprint of what a nation that loved God, feared God, and served God should look like and act like. We know that we are now under a new covenant and no longer under the law like the Jews were, but that God now writes his laws on our hearts and etches them on our minds. And we know that the law has not changed, but has been fulfilled in Christ. And knowing all that, these commandments are still essential and relevant to our lives as followers of Jesus. The Lord said, "I am the Lord your God who brought you out of Egypt, out of the land of slavery. You shall have no other gods before me." Verses 5 and 6. We live in a world that still chooses other gods. The word used here for gods, lowercase g, refers to rulers or leaders. It refers to those in authority, those who exert their influence and power, those we might choose to look to for guidance and direction in our life choices. We need to see what that looks like in our lives today. So how do we as believers in Christ, children of the Heavenly Father, keep this vital commandment? How do we make sure that we have no other gods before him? We look to God, to his words, for our guidance and direction in everything that we do. He is the final and only authority for our lives. We need to know him, to seek him, to obey him in everything we do every day. We need to be diligent in our pursuit of God's will and to seek him constantly. We can look at the example that Jesus gives us in Matthew 4. He was in the wilderness for 40 days, fasting, when the tempter came. Satan told him to turn the stones to bread, but Jesus would not take that authority that belonged to the Father. He chose to live on the Word of God and not on bread alone. When Satan told him to throw himself off the temple because the angels were able to bear him up, Jesus refused because he honored the Lord who he would not test. And when Satan offered Jesus all the nations, "If you fall down and worship me," Jesus refuses to have any other God but the Lord. The second commandment seems pretty forthright. "You shall not make for yourself an image in the form of anything in heaven above, or on the earth beneath, or in the waters below. You shall not bow down to them or worship them, for I, the Lord your God, am a jealous God, punishing the children for the sin of the parents to the third and fourth generations of those who hate me, but showing love to 1,000 generations of those who love me and keep my commandments." It is startling to think that even as Moses was on the mountain receiving these commandments, the people of Israel were at the bottom of the mountain demanding that Aaron make them a golden calf to worship. They called this calf their God who led them out of Egypt. Even as they saw the pillar of cloud or fire, even as they heard the thunder and saw the lightning at the top of the mountain, even as they ate the manna every morning. How does this commandment apply to us today? What images do we bow before or worship? Do we worship the creation rather than the Creator? Even as I wrote this, I heard a radio host speaking about whether our phones have become a god. These are just the first two of the Ten Commandments. Maybe we need to think about them once again. Father in heaven, you alone are God, and we want no other authority or ruler in our lives. We desire to obey your word in every way. Help us, Father, by the power of your Spirit who guides us in all righteousness. We ask this in the name of our Savior, Christ Jesus. Amen. The Daily Thread is a podcast from the Zephyr Hills Alliance Church. To learn more about the ministries of our church, find us on Facebook or at our website, zaccma.org.